Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to today's episode. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a fun one. We're talking about all things how to abide in the Lord. What does abide mean? Abide means to, I have a little definition for you, to await, remain, lodge, sojourn, dwell, continue, endure. So we're gonna get into it. Before we do though, we always start off the episodes with a much needed self-check-in. The self-check-in is a time to see how you're doing, how you're feeling. Think of it like a little just, how are you doing today? Kind of questionnaire. So before we do anything, just wherever you are, let's take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body, and then take a big exhale, sighing out, letting go of everything that's just not serving you, that's not a vibe. Just let it out, release it. All right, ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so great, how am I feeling today? And get super real with yourself, never judging yourself. Meeting yourself where you are. Ask yourself, based on this number, how can I boost my mood today? What can I do? Maybe it's going on a little walk. Maybe it's listening to the podcast. Maybe it's hanging out with a friend. It could be anything. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I love about me, inside or out? Take some time to just give yourself a little hype up compliment. So often we have that, just those negative intrusive thoughts trying to tell us that we're not enough, blah, blah, blah. Take some time to speak the truth of yourself because you are amazing and you are beautiful and you are one of a kind. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is one self-care thing that I can add into my life that would just spice things up? It's almost February. In fact, when this drops, it's the final day of January. February is about the month of love, loving others, loving yourself, loving the Lord. And honestly, I feel like a little series on love could be really cool. I just had that idea. Let me know what you think. But it is so important to have self-care in our life, no matter what the month is, no matter what the season is. Now I want to ask yourself, what is something that I have been procrastinating recently? And once again, don't judge yourself for procrastinating. It happens to the best of us. Once you have your answer, ask yourself, okay, what is the first step I can take today towards this task? I will be honest with you, I was procrastinating filming a prenatal workout simply because it felt very overwhelming to me. I'm very new to all things pregnancy. I'm learning as I go and I'm taking a certification course. So today I felt the Lord tell me, Callie, film a prenatal workout. So I did a lot of research and that was just the first step that led me into filming the workout. I felt really confident doing it. I feel like I knew what I was talking about and it was great. So usually it just takes one little baby step, one little maneuver to get yourself closer to that big thing. That's not really a big thing when you take all the baby steps that add up to the big thing. Final question today. I want you to ask yourself, where am I today in my relationship with God? Maybe you are a Christian. Maybe you, and a Christian to you means just going to church on the holidays, or maybe you don't know if you believe in God, or maybe you are a believer who walks, lives, breathes everything Jesus in your life. No matter where you are in your journey, you are so welcome. I just want to put that out there. My goal with this podcast is to truly help inspire you and motivate you to grow your relationship with God wherever you are, and also grow your relationship with yourself and take care of yourself, take care of yourself along the way, and just do this thing together called life. Let's get into some little updates before our episode. I have to tell you a little story. I think you're gonna appreciate it. I mean, it's kind of a sad but funny story. Okay. As you know, I'm pregnant. I am 7 weeks and 5 days pregnant according to the Flow app. I don't know if that's actually accurate. I'm actually getting my first appointment tomorrow, which is so exciting. Oh, so exciting. First prenatal appointment of this pregnancy. And the morning sickness, it definitely has been in some of my days. definitely speaking against morning sickness. I don't want morning sickness in my life. But if God wants me to have morning sickness, I will do it. Whatever he wants. Anyways, point being is I was feeling very nauseous yesterday when I woke up. Let's actually backtrack. This past weekend, I went to serve at this camp. So if you are familiar with Young Life, it is basically this high school ministry. And so I'm a leader for Young Life. And we went to this, it's called Work Crew. Basically, they have this weekend camp and you can go and serve as like servers in the dining hall, clean up, snack bar, running it, all the things. So I was on snack bar duty with some of the high school girls who are in my small group for Young Life. And anyways, it was a really fun weekend. I have to say though, I was really pooped afterwards. Like I've been so tired lately and I don't mean to complain. I just simply have been, the pregnancy fatigue has been so wow. And everyone's like telling me, hey, it's so normal, Callie. It's your hormones changing. And that leads, I mean, you're also growing a literal living thing inside of you. So it makes sense. But I have to say I was exhausted afterwards. It was only Friday to Sunday and I was just like so tired. I could barely stay awake in the car on Sunday. Anyways, ended up falling asleep on Sunday at 10 p.m. I woke up at 7:30 and I felt the Lord tell me, go on a prayer walk. And I was like, I'm trying to work on being more obedient to his voice and his call. And I recorded a whole episode a couple weeks ago on hearing the Lord's voice. So if you're curious about what that entails, if you want to know more about that, the episode is really helpful. And it's things I've been learning recently in my own journey with the Lord. And it's been so helpful. Anyways, I felt the Lord tell me, go on a prayer walk at 7:30. And I was like, whew, I'm tired, but okay, let's do this thing. So I get out of bed, put on my clothes. Put on my little, I love you, you are loved, Healthy Be Human hoodie. By the way, those are restocked. They're for sale. I will link them below. I put on some cute little leggings from PopFlex Active that are so cute. I'm obsessed with them. I was like, we're going on a little walk, a little prayer walk. So much fun. I popped a lemon ginger morning ease pill thing. What do you call it? Candy? I don't know. I popped this thing into my mouth, was just sucking on it, and I was like feeling good, okay? I'm walking down my street. I think I walked like 2 minutes and I see this car pull onto the street and I think to myself, that looks like my next door neighbor's car. Cool. And all of a sudden, you know, when you just get that nauseous, I'm about to throw up feeling, that hit me so hard. And I was like, oh no, my neighbor is about to pull by me. He's probably going to talk to me because we're friends with our neighbors. And I was like, I literally am about to puke and I cannot puke in front of people. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why. I genuinely, throwing up in front of people is like, I can't. I just genuinely cannot. Anyways, I was like, I cannot have anyone see me right now in this state. So I turn around and I start like power walking. I don't know why I wasn't running. I think it's because I didn't want to be obvious that something was wrong. I don't know. This is me. I need to work on this, not caring what other people think. Anyways, as I'm walking quickly towards my yard, I literally threw up. I tried to throw up in my hand. It got all over me. It was so gross. And I threw up. I was just standing in my yard throwing up. And then I was like, I should probably go inside. So I sprinted to the bathroom and continued to throw up. And it was just such an interesting way to start the morning. I ended up changing clothes, washing myself off, and I was like, well, I'm still going to go on this prayer walk. So I went on a prayer walk with the Lord, and it was amazing. So much fun. But that was my story. I've never thrown up on myself before like that. And it really was just a pregnancy moment that I will never forget. So we're hanging in there. And that story, I think, is just making me a stronger person. And in the thick of throwing up, I am remembering that truly having gratitude in the highs and lows in life is so important. So I've been trying to have gratitude, and even when I feel disgusting inside, it's been challenging, I will say the least, but it is going to be worth it. So anyways, that is my embarrassing story of the day. Thankfully, it was not my next door neighbor who drove by. It was someone else. Praise the Lord. And yeah, but I will say something embarrassing that did happen to me like literally an hour ago with the next door neighbor. So they have chickens, and basically he was telling John and I that if you make cluck noises, the chickens will come to you. And so I'm obsessed with the chickens. I think they're so cute. I want to be friends with them. And I was filming a workout outside today, and I made the cluck noise and they came to me, and it was so cute. And then I finished the workout and I decided to make the cluck noise again. And it was so embarrassing because he literally was in the yard working and was like, "Callie?" And I was like, "Oh, hi." And I think his wife was in the yard too. I have no idea. But anyways, they probably heard me making chicken noises. And I awkwardly was like, "Oh, I was just trying to get your chickens to come say hi." And it was so embarrassing. But that's my little embarrassing moment of the day. My next door neighbor heard me make clucking chicken noises at his chickens, but it's okay. We're doing great, as you can tell. So that's the updates. I have one more exciting update for you, actually. I'm currently working on a new merch item. It is another hoodie per request, and I'm trying to get it out before Valentine's Day. We'll see what happens. It is so cute and so cute. Anyways, I will keep you posted on it. I know it's super vague, but it's so cute. I'm obsessed and I cannot wait for you to see it. Okay, enough rambling for now. Let's get into, I have one more announcement. I'm sorry. I am also launching a February self-love club Pilates and journaling challenge. So if you are wanting to add something to your life that is a very self-care, self-love activity that makes you feel confident, empowered, and helps you work on yourself inside and out, this challenge is so for you. It's super cute. We start February 5th, so you have time to sign up. And I am offering 14 days free, so you basically get half the challenge for free, and it's a great deal. Anyways, I also have a free little journal downloadable that you can print out, has cute little journal prompts, and I know you're going to love it. So I'll link this. I will link it below so you can access it and sign up for it in advance. And let me know if you have any questions on that, but it's going to be super duper fun. So is that my Uber Eats order? I think it is. Okay, I'm literally recording this. I'm not going to edit this out, but I have been having really interesting food cravings recently, and one of them tonight was pad thai, and I ordered Uber Eats and he's here. Okay, I'm going to pause this and get my food. Wow, okay. This episode, I feel like, is a little interesting right now. I just got my pad thai. You don't understand. I've literally been having the weirdest cravings recently. I had a coconut pear yogurt bowl for breakfast. Didn't stay down for long. Then I was like, okay, donuts would slap right now. So John and I went to a donut shop and I ate donuts for breakfast. For lunch, I ate chicken noodle soup, lots of saltine crackers. I went through my entire box of saltine crackers in I think 1 week or 2 weeks, which is honestly wild. And then I had some trail mix and a protein shake, and pad thai was just like, I need pad thai right now in my life. So I literally Uber Eats pad thai. I don't think I've Uber Eats anything since New York City. So I don't know what's happening. But anyways, that's my food cravings for you today. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love. love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Let's get into the topic. Abiding in the Lord. This is a very large topic, in fact. I don't think we're going to cover every single area of abiding in the Lord, but I do want to read a verse that talks about abiding in the Lord, and it is so amazing. Let me find it. I just had it pulled up. Oh, here we go. It's John 15:4-7. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Earlier today, I felt the Lord tell me to record an episode on staying humble. And then I felt the Lord talk to me about doing an episode on abiding in him. And I think the two and two honestly go really hand in hand, humble and abiding in the Lord. And I want to just hone in on the part of the verse that talks about how apart from the Lord, we truly can do nothing. And let's just talk about what that actually means. For a while, I was so angry at the Lord and I didn't realize it. And I think deep down when I read that verse, I thought, wow, that's so like putting me down, making me feel like or seem like I can't do anything and I'm incapable or whatever. But truly, that's not what the verse is meaning. I mean, if you really look at it and look at how life is, God created humans. He molded humans from dust and he breathed life into humans. He gave us all of the capabilities that we have. He literally formed our bodies in our mother's womb. He has allowed our hearts to work. He's allowed our limbs to move. He's given us the breath of life. So the fact that we are even alive right now is all from the Lord. It's not from our own doing. Yes, we can make life, we may do healthy habits to keep our bodies healthy and strong, but ultimately the Lord is the creator of our bodies and he makes us. He makes us who we are. He made us, he gave us the way that our brain works and all the things. So if you really strip it back, we need to stay humble because apart from the Lord, we really can do nothing. I mean, he's keeping us alive. He knows the days of our lives, how many days we're going to live. He has already predestined our life. And when I say predestined, we do have free will though. So he already knows what's going to happen in our life is what I mean by that. And that's so cool to think about that we have a father that already knows every single moment of our life. How do we stay humble? I think pride is one of those things where it's not always easy to get real and be like, where am I prideful in my life? In fact, this is something that I have to constantly work on. And I think it's one of the best ways to work on pride is in the moments of a success or in the moments where you feel that like elated being proud of yourself for something, or if someone compliments you for something. When that happens, thanking the Lord, being like, thank you, God, for giving me this ability. Thank you, God, for providing this opportunity. Thank you, God, for this person. I think gratitude is one of the best ways to stay humble, truly. Thanking the Lord for things because that involves him in your life. And abiding in the verse that I read is all about remaining in the Lord. So I want to go back to the verse about as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. So the Lord is the vine. Jesus is the vine. He is what we're attached to. And if we detach ourselves from him, we might work for a bit. We might be doing well for a bit, but eventually that branch that is detached from the vine will wither, will start to feel not so great, will start to crumble, and will realize, wow, I need help. I'm in a pit. I'm dying. And I'm going to share a little story of part of my own testimony that really does talk about this. And it's back in 2021 when I was actually not walking in my faith. I didn't go to church for like 4 or 5 years. I grew up a Christian, fell out of my faith in high school. I mean, slowly started falling out of my faith in high school, and then college really just stepped away from it. Was trying to figure out what I believed in. I went into the whole spirituality world, astrology, all that stuff. And I was really into manifestation. So basically like the thought of manifestation is that it's a lot of self. Like I can speak this out into the universe and then it'll happen because I spoke it out in my own willpower and my own energy behind it, all this stuff. It's very much me, me, me. So basically I was like, okay, I want to have a dream Miami apartment. I want to have glass walls, white floors, live in Brickell. I had this vision of what I wanted, what I thought was best for me. I wanted to have the perfect relationship. I wanted to be famous, successful, popular, beautiful, skinny, all the things. Okay? So I was, quote unquote, manifesting these things and they happened. I had the apartment. I had the job out of college. I was an influencer. I mean, I still am an influencer, but I was growing. I had a relationship. The perfect college sweetheart relationship. I had the cute dog. I had the friends. I had the partying, all the things. It looked like my life was perfect on the outside, genuinely. I had everything together from the world's perspective. But what you didn't see when you looked at me in my put together outfits and all of that, I was genuinely so empty on the inside. In the moment, I would never have admitted this, but I was trying to fill my life with temporary things that would make me feel better. Delicious foods, aloe, workout clothes, everything. Super blonde hair, fake tan. I wanted to look put together. I wanted to play the part, but genuinely, this was a time in my life when I felt the most anxiety and depression I think I've ever felt. Basically what happened is I broke up with my boyfriend my boyfriend of 4 years. And that's when like it all started crumbling. I started to feel so overworked. I hated my job. I was working 12 hours a day, was skipping lunch. I started taking Adderall. It turned into an eating disorder. I started partying every single night. I started just making decisions that were just so satisfying in the moment, but harmful the next day. I remember one day I woke up on my bed in my outfit from the night before, had no idea what happened. Thankfully, my guy friend was in my apartment on the couch. Nothing had happened. Praise the Lord, he was a genuine person and didn't do anything to me. And that night was one of those moments where I realized, I'm like, what is happening? It definitely took some time for me to come out of this pit. It wasn't like a quick fix of like, okay, she's back. She's getting her life back together. But in this time, when my life had looked so put together, so perfect, and I was feeling like an empty, just so empty on the inside. I would look at looking back at videos of myself, I'd look at my face and my eyes looked dead. I just looked so dead on the inside. And that's genuinely how I felt. I was addicted to working. I was definitely borderline getting addicted to Adderall. And I was really addicted to just being so busy that I couldn't feel things. In this time is when I did find the Lord. And it wasn't one of those, I mean, it sounds like a very dramatic story, but it was not an overnight thing, like I said. I had two friends who I didn't even know were Christians, and they invited me to church on the same weekend at the same church. I ended up going, and it was like the pastor was just speaking directly to me. I felt so seen by the Lord, and I hadn't had that interaction with God in so long. I was very much into all the things, universe, crystals, all that kind of stuff. So for me to experience the Lord that intensely, it was like a switch in my mind just switched. And I was like, this is what I'm after. The stuff that I'm doing now, it might feel good in the moment, but it just isn't working. Like, I was doing all the stuff that the new age people were saying would make me feel better, but it didn't. Genuinely, it didn't. It just, I felt empty and purposeless every day. I just felt like there was something missing. And when I got back into my faith, like, it was a slow progression. I started with a devotional, Live on Purpose by Sadie Robertson. It was incredible. Great way to start my relationship with God. It was all about anxiety and fear and things I was struggling with. And adding that into my day, adding a small moment of just before things got chaotic in the day, spending time with the Lord in prayer and reading a little bit of scripture, nothing crazy at first, it got me in. And from there, I started listening to some sermons on Spotify. I went to church rarely, but sometimes. And it was a slow progression of my faith. But over time, I started to abide in the Lord more. The branch started to grow again on the vine. And fast forward, what is it now? 2024. 3 years later, it's like I'm a totally different person. I don't even know who that version of me was anymore. It's like even in the moments where I'm hunched over the toilet, puking my brains out from morning sickness, it's like I know the Lord is walking with me through it. And I know He is there. And I know He's holding my hair back. Because He showed me that when I was blackout drunk on my bed, He was literally right next to me, taking care of me, making sure I was okay. Like, the Lord walks through life with us. Even if we're not abiding in Him, He's not going to leave us. He's not just going to be like, bye. He still wants that relationship with us. And it's up to us to choose if we're going to abide in Him. We have that choice every single day. It's up to us to choose. And I think a lot of times it feels... I had a lot of anger towards God because I definitely experienced a lot of religion in the church and a lot of religion in the sense of like very condemning, a lot of guilt and shame around, for example, sex before marriage, sinning, all that stuff. And like, while sin is obviously not good, it doesn't mean that you are this horrible, horrible person. Like, the Lord still loves you. And a little thing on sin that I'm learning and I've really experienced in my relationship When you fully love the Lord and you have a deep relationship with him, I'll use an example of like John and I. John's my husband. Would I go and cheat on John every single night when I deeply love John? No. Because I would never want to do that. I would never want to break that relationship or do something that was just like completely against my covenant with John. And like, I feel like that's just like a like hating him kind of thing to do that. And I've learning as I'm getting closer to God, that as I get closer to him, it makes me want to sin less. The things that were appealing to me in the past, like genuinely aren't. Not saying I'm perfect by any means at all, but it's made it a lot easier. And I think a lot of people get it reversed. They're like, I should not sin so that God loves me. But God still loves you no matter what. But that doesn't mean that we should take that for granted and sin constantly and all those things, because that's not showing the Lord love back. It's a relationship. So I'm really learning that, and that's been transformative in my walk with God, because as I work on walking in a way that's pleasing to him, and I like truly surrender my life to him and add him into my, like involve him in my daily life, it really keeps me on the path where I'm not doing things that are necessarily like so sinful. It also really keeps my thoughts in check too. And so let's get into abiding in the Lord. So one of the ways that we can abide in him is spending one-on-one time with God. Think of it like you would hang out with your best friend for a long time. This is what it means to really have that quality time with him. The secret place, you might have heard it. And it looks different for everybody. Ask the Lord what he wants in the secret place with you. What that communion looks like. Maybe it's going to an outdoor place in nature where you really can feel and experience the Lord's presence. Maybe it's a prayer walk. Maybe it's sitting in your room in peace with some soaking music happening, reading the Bible or reading a devotional. Whatever it looks like, I'm really learning that involving the Lord first thing in the morning before the day starts is such an awesome way to stay connected to his vine, even in the chaos. Because I thought of just now Psalms 23 about how the Lord is our shepherd. He leads us through green pastures, even in the valleys of death. Like, he's still leading us. And when we're not connected to him, that's when the trouble can really start. Because we're walking by ourselves in that darkness, trying to find our own way. But when we abide in the Lord in the morning and we let him lead us through our day, that's when, like, he's never going to lead us into harm's way. Doesn't mean there's never going to be trouble in our lives. That's a whole different thing. But all I'm saying is walking with the Lord, it's such a better path because he has our best interest in mind. What are some other ways we can abide in the Lord? I think abiding in the Lord in our thoughts is a huge one. Let's talk about intrusive thoughts. Intrusive thoughts are thoughts where the enemy places things in our mind that are super death-giving, not life-giving thoughts. So think of thoughts that are shameful, guilt-filled, anxiety-filled, cause you to feel worried, cause you to feel insecure, cause you to second-guess yourself, cause you to feel bad about yourself, anything that's like a bully kind of thought. And a lot of times, I used to think that my thoughts were who I was, but it's not the case. We have our spirit, our soul slash mind, and then our body. Our spirit is who we really are. Our soul is kind of like that marketplace in a way where we have a lot of different communication happening from different things. So we have communication from the enemy trying to come in, communication from God, and then we have like our own thoughts, our own fleshly thoughts that are like, I'm hungry, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm learning it's so important to really take the thoughts captive that are not of the Lord. The way that I've been doing that is if I catch a thought, for example, that's telling me, oh, no one's going to care about that post, I will literally imagine like a claw, like what's a claw machine, catching the thought and then just passing it along to the Lord, just giving that thought to the Lord, full surrender. I'm not going to dwell on it. Lord can take care of it. It has been incredible because when we believe those thoughts, then they get planted and they can become strongholds in our lives. And it's that's when it can get bad. So it's important to take our thoughts captive and really abide in the Lord in our thoughts. Other ways to abide in the Lord in our thoughts is we can pray. So praying constantly, thanking the Lord for things, just chatting with him in your mind throughout the day, being like, hey, God, thank you so much for that beautiful sunset you showed me. Hey, God, I love you. Hey, God, this is going on. I'm thinking and feeling this right now. He wants to be involved in our lives. And then the other thing too is surrendering our day-to-day life to him and letting the Spirit lead. This is one I actually did today, and it was transformative. Transformative! I was feeling not so great this morning, kind of just like meh feeling. It was noon, I felt overwhelmed, so much stuff to do. I was feeling low energy, and I just was not having it. And then I felt the Lord be like, Callie, spend time with me over lunch, read the book of Esther. And then I did, and then he started talking to me. And I just realized I need to surrender this day to him. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do today? And he gave me specific things. He told me, Callie, film a prenatal workout, record the podcast, send in the mock-up for the merch. And I think there was one more thing he said. You know what? I did those things and I actually felt so energized afterwards. I went on a walk and I just couldn't stop smiling because I felt so happy. I was like, this is incredible. I feel energized. I feel healthy. This is so much fun. I love this. I went from feeling just sad, gloomy, overwhelmed to feeling like, wow, this is great. Life is great. The Lord, he knows what we need. And so when we surrender our day to him, he knows where we're coming from and he's going to help us. He's going to give us things that work with our plate. He's not going to give us things that are going to just completely crumble us. Sometimes he'll give us a lot, but it's not meant for us to do by ourselves. It's meant for us to do with the Lord. It's so cool. That was so cool. And I can't wait to keep doing that as life continues on. I think one more thing is just like worshiping the Lord in everything that we do is a really awesome way we can abide in him. Praising him while we exercise, praising him for the ability to move our bodies, praising him while we're cooking, thanking the Lord for provision, for giving us food, thanking the Lord for when we're showering, just worshiping him in song, singing worship music, all the things, just praising the Lord. It's like hyping up your best friend. They're hyping up the Lord. He's your bestie. It's super cool. You're just like, thank you. You're awesome, God. Like, thank you for these blessings. I think those are some ways that we can really encounter him. And truly, the listening to the Lord episode on hearing his voice, there's so many more ways that you can really, really abide in him and hear his voice clearly. But I think truly it doesn't have to be this super complicated, overwhelming thing. It's really just involving your best friend in your life on the day-to-day basis. That's really what it is. He wants to be part of our lives. And when we go to him first, when we ask him, hey, Lord, can you lead me in my day? Hey, Lord, this is happening. Can you help me? Like the Lord, he's our father and he cares so deeply about us. And when we really take the time to abide in him, to be part of the vine, he's going to give us such life-giving thoughts, such life-giving things. And it's so beautiful. I'm so excited, like just sharing this with you. Whew. So anyways, I hope you love this little episode on abiding in the Lord. I would love to know what it looks like for you to abide in him. So if you want to DM me on Instagram at healthybehumanpod and let me know what abiding in the Lord looks like for you, I would love to know. Also, as always, feel free to tag me in your Instagram post listening to the episode if you love it. It is so fun seeing you listening to the podcast. I will try my best to repost it and so excited. As always, don't forget to check out our You Are Loved hoodie below and the Self-Love Club Pilates and Journaling Challenge I have ready for you. We have a group chat as well. I promise I'm starting the virtual Bible study so soon. The Lord has been calling me to do it and I just need to pick a day and time and we're going to have a little video Zoom weekly, bi-weekly, whenever it is, virtual Bible study. So go join that group chat so you're in the know for it and keep a lookout for our upcoming merch. All right, have the best day ever. Keep shining, keep being amazing. God loves you so deeply. I love you and you are crushing it in life. Have the most amazing week and I will see you next time. All right, bye my gorgeous queen.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.